All right, to quote Happy Gilmore, speaking to the late, great Chubbs, and actually late, great Carl Weathers, I was wrong, you were right, I'm stupid, you're smart, I'm the worst, you're the best, you're very good looking, I'm not very attractive. That is my apology to Russell Wilson. As we sit here on Tuesday night at 7:06 p.m. It's the Fan Evening Show right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. My name's Jack Hillgrove. Fired up to be with you tonight until 10:35. Breaking down the Steelers' 37-15 win over the Jets on Sunday Night Football. Looking ahead to the other New York football club coming to town on Monday. Breaking down Mike Tomlin's press conference from earlier today, and also a mixture of things going on tonight. The Penguins and the Flames at 9:30. We'll get into that as game time approaches a little bit. The World Series starting on Friday. The Dodgers, the Yankees. Interested to see what you guys make of that. If you have some time to tweet us or text us or call us about what you think about Market 1 and Market 2 squaring off in the Fall Classic. The NBA opening up season tonight. It really gets into things tomorrow. With pretty much everybody else, but some games tonight. I know producer Joel Nelson's fired up about it. I enjoy the NBA, and I'll entertain an NBA conversation with you later on. And Pitt football, undefeated, 19th in the land. They welcome Syracuse to town on Thursday in a big conference showdown. A little bit of an elongated break. They didn't play Saturday. They got a Thursday night matchup with the Cues at Acrisure Stadium this week. And Pitt basketball, sort of opening up the season tonight with an exhibition at home against Point Park before the real season begins, I believe, on Friday, November the 1st. I have to double check the schedule, but I believe the first game of the season is coming up in a couple of weeks. Again, I'm Jack Hillgrove. We're going to be talking about all of that, but of course, focusing on the Pittsburgh Steelers to start this show, and the bulk of the show will be obviously focusing on the Pittsburgh Steelers. 37-15, obviously the win over the New York Jets on Sunday. And I opened the show with the Happy Gilmore quote because I was very much in the camp of Justin Fields entering Sunday night's game against New York, as I think a lot of you were. And how could you blame us, right? I mean, you look at what Justin Fields put on tape, you look at the 4-2 record, you look at the high completion percentage to little to no turnovers, one interception earlier in the season against the Chargers. And you felt content with it. And you felt like you want to see what this guy has to bring to the table. Can he get better as the season progresses? Because he's 25 years old and he has the potential to unlock something that, you know, might be your future franchise quarterback. We all thought that. And Mike Tomlin rolled the dice. Mike Tomlin stuck to his guns. Mike Tomlin opted to go with the guy that we all heard about having pole position coming into the season to be the starter at quarterback. And a lot of us said, whoa, Fields has this team 4-2. He's athletic. He can move. He's taking care of the football. Let's see where we can go with this thing. And at the first quarter and a half or so, it seemed like all of us Fields deniers, I won't call us haters, or Wilson deniers, I won't call them haters, because I think, at least for my sake, I just preferred Justin Fields to Russell Wilson at that time. And through the first like quarter and a half, it certainly seemed like it was trending that way. Russ was like 2-for-9 passing. And then Beanie Bishop had his interception, second really interception of the contest, and it really opened the floodgates for the Steelers to pour 37 on the Jets. Second time in second straight weeks that the Steelers put 30 on the board, and it's the first time, I believe, since 2020 that they put together back-to-back 30-point performances. Russ, I thought, was outstanding. And the last 2.5 quarters of football. 264 through the air, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions, took care of the football. You saw more poise. You saw more veteran presence and you saw more ability to stretch the football down the field, i.e. George Pickens. So because of that, I apologize to Russell Wilson, and now I'm flip-flopped. I think you see what Russ can untap for the remainder of the season, and as the schedule gets harder, you just heard the great Jeff Hathorn and Alandon Roberts talking about Philadelphia and being the toughest fan base to play against. The Steelers have to play Philadelphia. The Steelers have to play Kansas City, and the Steelers have to play six divisional games still on the season. The schedule's going to get tough. And based off of what I saw out of Russell Wilson last night, I go with that experience, that veteran leadership, that ability to throw the football instead of Justin Fields as the schedule gets harder. Now, and a couple of weeks ago, if you remember hearing me, we talked about the wheels potentially falling off the wagon for Justin Fields, and then you'd have to go to Russell Wilson. It could happen. The wheels could fall off the wagon for Russ. He's 36 years old. We saw him struggle the last 2 years in Denver. I get all that. But I am very, very encouraged on what I saw on Sunday night. I want to hear your thoughts at 412-928-9370 on what you saw out of Russell Wilson. And does your opinion change? If you were a Fields guy, are you like me? Are you flipping ship? Are you jumping ship? Or are you sticking to your guns and saying, no, I want to see more out of the former Buckeye. I didn't really give two craps about what Russell Wilson did on Sunday night. And you could be like Steve Palazzolo. I heard the PM team play that clip on my way in to the studio tonight. Steve Palazzolo just basically poo-pooing on Russell Wilson's performance and said it was more so George Pickens and the receivers than it was Russ, which I completely disagree with. And we'll get into that as the show goes on as well. Obviously, Mike Tomlin talked today. It's his weekly presser. And a couple of things to me stuck out. And we'll get to those in a moment. But we have a call at 412-928-9370 in California. It's Sweeper on the Fan. What's up, man? How you doing?
Well, I'm doing pretty good now because I'm a longtime listener. But I called in last week because they're discussing the Fields of Russell Wilson. And I said, Tomlin has to see what he's got in Russell Wilson before this year's over. He can't wait. And it turned out well.
It did turn out well. And I think we just lost him. Thanks for the call, Sweeper. Yeah, I'm going to give Mike Tomlin his flowers. And normally, you know, I get sick and tired of when the national media praises the living bejesus out of Mike Tomlin. Oh, he's never had a losing season. Oh, if the Steelers got rid of him, 28 other or 29 other teams in the NFL would love to have Mike Tomlin as their coach. And all of us in Pittsburgh hear that and get sick of it because for whatever reason, the national media loves to not talk about this team not winning a playoff game since 2016. To me, when I talk to the people that work here, people that work at other outlets, people that love the Steelers in general, my buddies, that's all we talk about is why this team hasn't won a playoff game in nearly a decade. So if you thought and were sick of the way that the national media talked about Mike Tomlin before this, on paper, you look at what he did. 4-2 with a young, promising quarterback that looks like he kind of found something that he didn't have in Chicago where he really struggled. And you throw that all out the window for a 36-year-old Russell Wilson, and for the moment, it seems to have paid off. Mike Tomlin's going to get doused with praise by the national media, even more so, at least I think, if we're not already hearing it. But with that said, like I said, as much as I hate to hear all of that because of the lack of playoff success, I welcome it this time around, and I'm willing to give Mike Tomlin his flowers. Spencer's in Wexford. Hey, man.
Hey. I think Mike Tomlin deserves his fair share of criticism, but also and you got to give Fields his flowers, but Wilson killed it last night. And I think if at all, at the end of the season, if we get one playoff win, it's worth it. I think we've been stagnant as an organization for the past couple of years. I think that playoff wins are Super Bowl, and I just want to be back to winning playoff games, and I love the decision from Mike Tomlin.
Thanks for the call, Spencer. A Super Bowl is a Super Bowl. Don't love that comment, but I get what he's saying. You just need to get back into the swing of things of winning playoff games. Do I think the Steelers can make a Super Bowl with Russell Wilson right now? No. But that's the standard that I still hold this organization to. I don't know about you guys and girls out there listening that love the Steelers like I do. Super Bowls are Super Bowls. Mike Tomlin today talked about a couple of things that stuck out, and we'll get into that as the show rolls along, especially in these next two segments. The first thing that stuck out to me, and I think it stuck out to a lot of people, was the conversation that Tomlin had with New York, the league office, about Minkah Fitzpatrick's leverage call on that blocked extra point that was negated, and then obviously the Jets went for two and got it. The league told him what he said he suspected on Sunday night in stadium is that they screwed up, and that was not a leverage call. That's a good, clean play, and Fitzpatrick blocked the field goal. You know, and Tomlin talked about, oh, you know, we all make mistakes, things of that nature, but what are we doing? Like, if you were like me watching that game and you saw that play get on, that the play unfold, Jets go for two, they run the vintage Aaron Rodgers play action. Joel, you ever see the guy on TikTok that imitates Aaron Rodgers?
I have not seen whoever that is.
When I saw that play action fake in the throw to Conklin, it was like a spitting image. If you know, you know. If you're out there and you're on TikTok like I am and you see that guy, you're like, yes, I know exactly what he's talking about. The delayed and then the rollout. When all of that unfolded and I saw the Steelers give up that two-point conversion to go down, what, 15-6? I thought they were going to lose 15-14. And I thought that that play was going to define the football game. Because what I saw to Russell Wilson up to that point didn't encourage me. And then obviously Beanie Bishop did Beanie Bishop, and the offense kind of took off from there. A couple of other things that Tomlin talked about today. Mon Adams out. D-line a little bit thin, although I thought they played pretty darn well, with the exception of Breece Hall going over 100 yards receiving. You know, they only hold the Jets to 15 points and Aaron Rodgers to 15 points. What is interesting, though, is Tomlin talked about Cordarrelle Patterson and Tyler Matakevich, but mainly Cordarrelle Patterson getting back into the fold this week. And with how the offense has shifted, how the schemes and how the style of play, at least I think, has shifted from Fields to Wilson, how Patterson fits into that equation. We'll talk about that in a moment as well. Dante Jackson probably will play. DeMonte Casey sounds like he's going to be a full participant through this week, so that's another addition to the secondary. I'm excited to see if he can get on the field at the same time as Deshaun Elliott, who I think has been awesome for the Steelers so far this year. And then it sounds like Nick Herbig and Zach Frazier will both be out. But Tomlin did give a quote-unquote double thumbs up to Ryan McCollum, who's going to have a tough, tough job this week. And we'll talk about that with Nick Faribault of PennLive.com at 8 o'clock and more so as the show rolls along. I want to hear your calls, your thoughts on the Steelers, your thoughts on Russell Wilson, 412-928-9370. Matt has been waiting patiently. He's in Dormont. Hey, man.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking me.
You got it.
You know, I think it's a good analogy, not to get too political, but you know, when they said, like, look how many jobs we created after COVID, and you're like, I know it was COVID. It's the same thing with coming out of Matt Canada's offense. Like, look at George Pickens. It's like, well, what are you comparing him to? Of course. I mean, he was never really tested, is what I think. And to see him come alive, I mean, even his demeanor is so much happier. I mean, I know we're winning games. But, you know, if someone wants to say, well, it's more about the receivers, maybe so. But I think a happy George Pickens, we have yet to see what this potential can be.
Especially an elongated version of happiness from that guy. It seems like he'll go off and be, you know, happy-go-lucky and then the most miserable guy in the league. Matt, based off of what you saw on Sunday night, does it change maybe how you assess the receivers' room? Do you still think or think not that the Steelers should add to that position? Because that's something I want to get into tonight as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's the million-dollar question, really. I mean, people say in the national media, well, the Steelers don't have a number one. And I come back to the same thing. Well, what are we comparing it to? Are we comparing 2023 stats with the Matt Canada offense for half the season? I would say we have no idea if we have a number one. Now, can, you know, balancing the veteran Russell Wilson with another veteran coming in, I could see a lot of potential for that. But even if we don't, I won't be too mad. When Brandon Ayuk didn't work out, I wasn't that mad. When Devontae Adams didn't work out, I wasn't that mad. And now, you know, here we are. We had a great game on Sunday night, and we're looking to the future when Russell Wilson can get these guys the ball.
Matt, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you joining us this evening. That's something that I want to talk about, and we can take a break and we can open up the phone lines for that. That has been the million-dollar discussion when it comes to the Pittsburgh Steelers ever since Deontay Johnson was traded and when the Steelers didn't take a wide receiver until Roman Wilson in round three, who has been, I kind of forgot about Roman Wilson even being on the team because he's had injuries, and it sounds like that the progress isn't there from the eyes of Mike Tomlin. What the hell are the Steelers doing with their second option at wide receiver? And it became more prevalent when the whole Brandon Ayuk saga unfolded and closed. And then as the season started, lack of production from Van Jefferson, flash in the pan from Calvin Austin, virtually nothing out of Scotty Miller, blatant hole. I was, you know, let's spend a second. Let's spend a third. Let's get a wide receiver in here. Now, assuming that this is sustainable, assuming that Sunday night and the offensive output that Russell Wilson put together and Arthur Smith put together, I'm not wasting a second or a third round pick on a wide receiver. Why? Najee Harris ran the football and has run the football the last 2 weeks better than at least I think I've seen in his career. Jaylen Warren is slowly starting to get a little bit more healthy. The screen pass and the quick turnaround from Wilson to Warren, the quick move for a first down later in the ball game that I saw, I'm like, okay, it looks like Jaylen Warren's at 100%, if not pretty damn close. Those two, plus Cordarrelle Patterson getting back into the fold, and the ability to run the football, and the ability to run it effectively, and then thus use play action, and the play action opens up guys like Van Jefferson and like Calvin Austin, in addition to George Pickens being so damn dominant sometimes. I'm not sure that I want to waste a second or a third round pick on a guy like Cooper Kupp, who I know his name's been swirling around there, and Andrew and Chris were talking about in the PM team today. There isn't a receiver out there for me that is a reasonable get that I think is worth it. And I want to get your thoughts coming up next. It's the Fan Evening Show. My name is Jack Hillgrove, Fan Text Line. It's brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And Fan Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Follow us at 93.7 The Fan. You can follow me at JackWTOV9. Joel Nelson behind the glass with yours truly until 10:35 tonight. Greg, I saw you just called in. You're on hold. We'll get to you and we'll get to more of you on the other side of the break. I'm Jack Hillgrove, and I'm on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.